Section 2. L'impératif. D. Compréhension orale.
When we want to make a suggestion or tell someone what to do, we use the imperative. For example, if you want to play tennis, you might say to your friends, "Play tennis with me," or "Let's play tennis." In French, you would say,
"Joue au tennis avec moi,"
or
"Jouez au tennis avec moi,"
or
"Jouons au tennis."
Note that in French, as in English, you do not use subject pronouns when you use the imperative. Now you will hear people talking. Can you tell whether they are making a statement or telling people what to do? Listen carefully. If you hear a subject pronoun, they're making a statement. Check row A. If you do not hear a subject pronoun, they're making a suggestion or telling someone what to do. Check row B. Modèle.
Vous regardez la télé.
Since you heard the subject pronoun vous, you know the person is making a statement. You would check row A. Commençons. 1.
Tu parles bien français.
2.
Étudier.
3.
Nous jouons au foot.
4.
Faisons une promenade.
5.
Écoutez le professeur.
6.
Vous dînez au restaurant.
7.
Allons au cinéma.
8.
Attends ton copain.
Now check your answers. You should have marked row A for items 1, 3, and 6. You should have marked row B for items 2, 4, 5, 7, and 8.